Well, for Buckingham Palace, the year has started as badly as the last one ended. Surprise plans by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that's Harry and Meghan, to step back from official duties have blindsided other members of the royal family. Even Prince Charles, who has championed the idea of a streamlined royal family. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
In London, their plans have been praised.
I applaud them for taking a step back from the media, because I think they're in the media too much. So if they want to live a private life, then yeah, let them live a private life.
And condemned.
I think it's completely irresponsible. They're part of the royal establishment and they should behave accordingly.
The pair said their decision was taken after months of internal discussions. But Buckingham Palace saw things differently, a spokesperson saying talks were at an early stage. These are complicated issues, the palace said in a statement, that will take time to work through. Victoria Arbiter is a royal commentator.
I think everybody knew that there needed to be some kind of changes made to Harry and Meghan's royal life moving forwards. It's clear they were very unhappy. Having said that, for them to express this suggestion that they are stepping back from the royal family and moving abroad, that had such a sense of closure to it. And I think that's what's left everyone stunned.
Prince Harry and Meghan have spoken about their struggles with the media and are suing two British tabloid groups. They say their relationship with the press will now change. They'll be nurturing up-and-coming journalists. And while they'll continue to honour their duty to the Queen, they'll work to become financially independent. Just how is unclear. Here's Victoria Arbiter.
It's never been done before. There's no reason for the foreseeable future why they should drop their HRH status. But that's still going to give them some constraints because being HRH, they'll have to be very careful still not to get too politically motivated. They also have to be very careful about the types of organisations they choose to sponsor or endorse. So it'll be interesting to see how they choose to proceed because they can't be seen to be commercialising the institution of monarchy either.
And Buckingham Palace really quite blindsided by that decision.
Yes.
Institutionally, how much damage does this do? The loss of two young royals, the future faces of the family, you know, a pair that reached into society in a way that perhaps other members of the royal family do not.
Long term, there's not going to be damage, but there's no question this is a very difficult time for the royal family. The Queen referenced in her Christmas Day message that things had been bumpy. I'd say things are very turbulent now, hot on the heels of Prince Andrew having to step down. It's going to be a very difficult time while they try to figure out how this works moving forward. I also think it's going to be difficult for Prince Charles because he's talked about having a streamlined monarchy, but that streamlined monarchy included his sons, William and Harry, and their respective spouses. Now we're down to just William and Kate.
And the Sussexes' decision might diminish trust in the monarchy, according to Nick Rowley, who was an advisor to the former British Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
Prince Harry represents supposedly a thoroughly modern royal. The monarchy represents continuity and stability. To be a senior member of the royal family really always has been seen as a job for life. Prince Harry has now said it's a job that he no longer wants to do. And if he's got questions about that job and the role of the monarchy, then surely others will also.
Nick Rowley was an advisor to the British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Eleanor Whitehead with that report.